Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 255 of Her, the podcast where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her chemistry. What? What is she talking about? I'm not saying a word. You're going to have to hold that for just a minute because it's going to be a terrific show. Just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Okie dokie. Now, here's your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show because our team loves to hear your feedback. You heard me right. We love to hear from you. Okay, and I'll remind you again a little bit later on in the show.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
All righty, it's time for her. So I can't even remember where the hell I first learned about Dr. Kate. Okay. I mean, just amazing. Kate, the chemist. And I said to myself, well, I'm a physician. I'm a scientist. And I came through in an era when, well, let's just say there weren't a whole lot of women scientists. And I loved my days in organic chem and in chemistry. I'm a Berkeley grad, so I had a wild time there. A lot of Nobel laureates taught me, and I had a good time all by my little lonesome. And then more and more women started getting involved. But, you know, I kept saying to myself, where's the inspiration for women especially to get in there and just turn chemistry into something, ooh, wow, fun, drama, amazing stuff. And then I found Kate, the chemist. Yeah, she's a science entertainer. What in the hell is that? Who knows? She's going to tell us. All I can tell you is that I am so excited to have her on my show. So Dr. Kate Bieberdorf, am I saying that right? Bieberdorf?
Pretty close. Okay. Bieberdorf, and I'll take it.
Okay, Bieberdorf. I knew I was going to mangle that somehow. All right. Her book is Big Book of Experiments, Dragons versus Unicorns. Ooh, we love that. Love it. Now, she is a scientist, a science entertainer, and a chemistry professor. Yay, you go, Kate, at the University of Texas.
Thank you.
She has a PhD in inorganic chem. Oh, man. I just, you know, you just brought back some memories from some very special moments at Berkeley where I think I almost blew up the building, but we're not going to go there. Was it the little mercury I was swishing around in something and then I dropped it? I said, oh, mercury, isn't that toxic? Well, anyway, in inorganic chemistry from the University of Texas, and has published her work in Catalysts, Science and Technology. She has a 6-book series for kids. I love it. Turn the Kids On with Penguin Young Readers and breaks down the image of the stereotypical scientist. I know the stereotype is not pretty. While reaching those who might otherwise be intimidated by science. You know the science guy? Well, she's a science gal. That's the way I look at her. She's been all over the place. The Today Show, Wendy Williams Show, Late Night with Stephen Colbert. And she lives in Austin, Texas, the only blue piece of a very large red state, with her husband and 2 dogs and 1 very grumpy cat. All right, Kate, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you so much. What a quiet introduction. I should take you everywhere with me.
I know, totally. Well, the you know, you tell me the checks in the mail and all that stuff. Okay, now here's the deal. Okay, where in the hell did you get all this love of chemistry and whatever? Just tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I'm originally from Michigan, and I'm super fortunate because my mom always encouraged me to explore and investigate. She actually set up a bathroom in our house where she cleared all the stuff so it was only safe things in there, like shampoo and conditioner and soap, and allowed us to combine anything we wanted. So she's always encouraged our critical thinking skills and questioning. So I'm very, very lucky that she's done that. However, it wasn't until my sophomore year of high school where I met my favorite chemistry teacher, Mrs. Kelly Palsrock, and she was so energetic and she ran around the classroom and she just made chemistry come alive for me. And I'm so grateful for it because ever since I was 15, I knew I wanted to be a chemist.
I just think that's fabulous. And did you run into, you know, little roadblocks along the way, especially as a woman in this field?
You know, I think there's certain pieces. I mean, there's little microaggressions that occur. There's bigger ones like hands under the table that occur. I mean, a lot of these things still are happening out there, and it's frustrating. And so I tend to try to focus on the positive and the good things that I've been able to do with my degree, how I've been able to write 6 children's books, which are just amazing. The first 2 just came out, the big book of experiments. So it's 25 experiments that kids can do at home, like safely in their kitchen. So I'm very fortunate that degree has allowed me to do stuff. But yes, I mean, you probably know this too. Like, if you are in this field, you're going to experience some negativity, but haters are going to hate. Like, I don't have time for that.
I love that. You see, that's the kind of thing. I mean, I literally asked that question to hear your response. Really get into that response because, you know, you're like me. I'm like, well, thanks for sharing. I'm moving it along here. You want to come along? Fine. You want to just sit there and be paralyzed by weirdness? Fine. You know, it's a free world, whatever. And so...
Exactly.
And you look like someone, see, I've done this in medicine and health. So I call myself a medutainer.
I will educate.
I know, man. And so I've done this on the Discovery Channel, also, you know, the same places as you, the Today Show, all the rest of it, where I take the ooh, wow, and turn people on to really cool things about themselves. When it comes to chemistry, you know, this is something where I want to see, you know, more people like you who make it come alive. We've seen this in astronomy and astrophysics. There's a lot of really cool, interesting celebrity type people who have incredible backgrounds in the science, but are very articulate and entertaining about, you know, teaching you about it and making you want to ask why and what and how. And when I saw everyone's got to run over to your... to your website. It's called katethechemist.com. And the first thing you're going to see is Kate blowing. Would you explain what in the hell you're doing with that flame?
Well, it's actually quite simple. I am just spitting cornstarch out of my mouth. It just happens to be over a propane torch, and so it ignites. And so the photographer, this excellent, wonderful photographer, my friend Dustin Myers, captured this picture where I was spitting the cornstarch over the propane torch, which really just results in me breathing fire. And it's a fantastic, I don't want to use the word trick. I really don't want to use the word trick, but it's kind of a trick to convince kids to give me a minute and allow me like 60 seconds to teach them about a combustion reaction or thermodynamics or stoichiometry or whatever it is that I want to teach them. But it's something to grab their attention. And my parents are psychologists, and so I firmly believe in William James's theory of emotional memory. So if you have an emotional response to something, you're more likely to form a memory. So I think if you watch some girl in a lab coat breathe fire, you might form the memory of the combustion reaction or the thermodynamics or whatever scientific principle I'm trying to teach them.
I love it. Do you know when I was at Berkeley, what was fascinating was that the most memorable classes were the ones where there was what I love to call edutainment going on. Okay, so I had one guy who was teaching biology who literally dressed up like the specific person in history who first invented the microscope or whatever the issue was. I literally remember everything about that course, and that was maybe a million years ago, if not longer. And, you know, there was that, and there was another one on entomology. I mean, seriously, bugs? I remember things I should never have remembered in my life about bugs, but this guy was so entertaining. I was on the floor rolling around going, I can't believe that. Aced the class, and now a million years later, remember everything there is to know about bugs. I mean, geez. And so I think your picture there, you know, as Kate the chemist, is just so amazing because what it does is it immediately makes you want to get close to you, well, not the flame, but get close to you and say, wow, what are you really all about? What's this? Why is this so cool? Because any kid would look at that, or anyone for that matter, if it was a young woman looking at that and interested in STEM, you know, science, technology, and all the rest, you know, they would say, wow, look at it. She's the one doing it. How did she do that? What's her story? How can I be so inspired and motivated to maybe do the same thing? Who knew? That's one of the reasons why I love what you do, because you not only make it fun and engaging, but you're educating at the same time. And I think personally inspiring. Don't you get a lot of reach out from people saying, hey, I want to do what you do?
I do. And it feels very good. I mean, not to pat myself on the back, but I do. It feels great when a little kid comes up to me at the end of one of these big shows where I'm doing a bunch of explosions and all they can yell is, I want to be a chemist. And I'm like, you're so close. That's very close to what you want to be, and I'll take it. And so it's adorable to me to have these interactions. I love the fact that with my book, these kids are now taking pictures or videos of the science and sending it to me through Instagram or Twitter. And so I can hear them explain the science and them using these words and then kind of second guessing themselves, but then having confidence and, you know, with confidence using the word molecules or atoms. And it feels so good. And my hope is that after this self-isolation, once these kids come out of this pandemic, I hope they like science more and they appreciate science more and they enjoy doing it. And that's my goal, at least.
Well, tell me about the Big Book of Experiments.
It is a book that I designed a year ago, and I sat down and tried to put together my 25 favorite experiments that I ever do. And they're meant to be at home. So I travel across the country all the time and do these huge shows, but I'm in New York, I'm in LA, but I'm also in Roswell, New Mexico, or in Iowa. And so I just want to make sure that no matter where these kids live or what their socioeconomic status is, that they would be able to do the experiments in my book. And so with that in mind, last summer, what I did is I tried to pull experiments together that use things like flour or sugar, or maybe things like scotch tape or things that people have in their pantry or in their craft store already. And I'm just so grateful that I made that decision last summer, because now it's a little serendipitous that the book is coming out at the right time to help kids stay active and keep learning.
Well, yeah, they're sitting here, you know, kind of rotting at home. And, you know, you want them during this COVID-19 lockdown to be able to stay engaged. And I can only think that the timing on this is sort of exquisite. And I hope that your book sales have had a major bump because, gosh, well, why not? I mean, and if anything, they're going to learn. Science is one of those hands-on things. You know, whether you're out in the forest and gathering, you know, leaves, or whether you're, you know, at home, you know, deciding to, as we say, combust, you know, and most parents out there are saying, say what? In my house, you're going to combust?
No fire in the book. No fire in the book. That was the one rule. The lawyers were very clear about that. No fire in the book.
Oh, my God. No fire in the book. But wait a minute now. And the first installment of your fiction series, Dragons versus Unicorns. Now, tell me about that one.
There's fire in that book. So that is the fiction accompanying series. So I have four books in that series currently. And it's a little Kate the Chemist. She's a 10-year-old version of myself. And she basically just goes around her neighborhood and uses science to solve her everyday problems. And she interacts with, you know, other fifth graders, which means they have other fifth grade problems. And it was just so fun to use a more creative side of myself and allow myself to breathe fire as a 10-year-old, which my mom never let me do.
Oh, my God. I love it. You know, the fact that you're doing this to reach children, too, I think it's just so amazing. Because, you know, what you're doing is you're actually acting as a mentor. You don't know what's going to happen at some point in your life when some young woman walks up to you and says, you know something, you inspired me. You inspired me to, you know, feel more welcome within the whole world of science and technology and all the rest of it. You did that. And then you're going to sit there and scratch your head and say, wow, how did I do that? Well, I read your book and I was a kid. Nin, I did not blow up my home. However, I came close and I was excited and I was totally engaged. And there you have it. Isn't that the coolest? That's why I just wanted to, you know, reach out to you because I came from another generation where we were oftentimes the first women, certainly mm-hmm. myself as a scientist at the National Institutes of Health. And, you know, we kind of had to sit with a lot of this stuff. But the ones who really did well were the ones who have the same attitude you do. There will always be funky people out there. And what yeah. I say to that is, you know, have yourself a nice day. And then I just move mm-hmm. it along. And, you know, it helped that I did a lot of my work before I went to medical school at Berkeley. And Berkeley, I think, really, really depends upon where you go, right? So yep. if you feel yeah. more welcome in certain academic atmospheres, don't you think that helps?
I do. I absolutely do. But I wanted to say, you know, I take my cues from women like you who have been highlighting women after themselves, which the, you know, with the slingshot method where you reach behind and grab the girls and you slingshot them over you and give them a better chance at a big career and being successful. So I just want to say thank you to you because I've seen you do this for years. And I it's so nice to be able to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, that was really cool for you to say that because honestly, what makes me happiest is when I see people like yourself thrive, when I'm able to, you know, help facilitate someone's career out there and see them thrive. If I can be maybe someone who can offer some wisdom, experience, whatever it may take, then rock on with your bad self. I want to see you do well, really well, because that will give me the happiest day ever. I mean, what's the point otherwise? When I saw you, I was like, you know, where the hell were you when I was learning inorganic chem? you know, it's like, I could have used you. I was taught organic chem by Melvin Calvin, who is the Nobel laureate who identified mm-hmm. the first 10 steps of photosynthesis for all my little her listeners out there. We had so many people in that course, and this was the advanced placement course I took for reasons I'll never understand in my life, but it was in the physical sciences laboratory hall at Berkeley. And there were so many people in that class that they had television suspended from the ceiling so you could even see what was happening up front. It was like crazy. But then you were being taught by a Nobel laureate.
Right.
And there were, get this, Kate, hold on now, 42 teaching assistants. That's how big the class was.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
I know, seriously. So I'm going to do a share. Here comes a share. Ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. So one day I did something radical. Instead of sitting in the back because I come in late at, you know, for my 8 a.m., you know, class, I said, I'm going to do something radical. I'm actually going to come early. I'm going to sit up front so I can actually like see the guy instead of staring up there and craning my head at a TV set so I can actually see what he's doing because he's manipulating molecules and, you know, he's writing things on the whiteboard and we're like all going out of our minds trying to keep up with it and back and forth. So I'm sitting in this row. It must have been like maybe 10th row in. I wasn't stupid enough to sit in the first row, never. So 10th row in, and at one point we were really like getting deep in the weeds with something. It was getting seriously ugly. And the guy, some guy in my row, right in my row, you know, he murmured under his breath, God, this is hard. And I don't know how, but Melvin Calvin flipped around, found out where the kid was. I was dying for him. I was just letting you know that I was dying for him. Mm-hmm. And he said, excuse me, what did you say? And this poor kid's, if looks could, oh my God. So he said, he murmured under his breath, I just said it was hard. And mm-hmm. he said, stand up. And this kid stood up, and at this point, I'm like losing urinary control. I'm losing it. This is all bad. And he said, say that again. He said, this is hard. And then he said, young man, are you in pain? And he said, well, kind of. And then Calvin broke out into the biggest smile on the planet. And he said, good, now I know you're learning. And then he flipped her. I'm not even kidding. You cannot make this stuff up. Then he flips around, just continues on the whiteboard like nothing happened. The poor kid's still standing there. We're all dying. You know, we're hiding underneath our chairs going, please don't hurt us. And I never forgot that. But he was right. Because learning is like a mental anguish, you know, when you're learning something. And so go figure, it was in my organic chem class, right?
Oh, that is so funny. I can't believe you had class from him. That is amazing. Oh, how wonderful.
I know. How gosh. Where did you do your training?
I went to University of Michigan for my undergrad and then University of Texas for my PhD.
Okay, so it was MGo Blue to start with. Oh, yeah, man. And then it was UT.
Hook 'em horn.
That's right. I know. I got my fingers going up. Hook 'em, you know, those little horn things. Oh, my gosh.
So proud.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. Well, you know something, Kate? I just want to tell you, whatever the hell you're doing, would you just keep doing it? Because you are a total inspiration. I love it. And for all you Her podcast listeners, whether you're, you know, whether you've got kids, especially little girls who are really interested in looking at science, please get on over to Kate's work, her books, over to her website, katethechemist.com. Learn more about her. Get your kids turned on to this. And guess what? How about you too? It's never too late. I'm just putting it out there. Never too late to refire it up and learn more anyway and support people like Kate, because what she's doing is absolutely awesome. So everyone out there, we've been talking to Dr. Kate Bieberdorf. I said it right. Kate Bieberdorf, a.k.a. Kate the Chemist. And just get on out there. Go over to her website, learn about her books. The website, again, is katethechemist.com. And then, honestly, just expand your mind and realize, hey, guess what? Good things are happening out there, especially take advantage of the time now before we have to go back to our busier lives when we're finally out of this crazy-ass lockdown thing. So there you have it. Kate, all I can say on behalf of the Her listeners on the podcast, thank you so much for being on the Her podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful.
Okay, now you can put the flame back in your mouth now, okay? I'm just
thank
saying.
Thank you.
All right, and everyone out there, please take a minute right now. Hit iTunes and rate and review the show. Oh my gosh, this was way too much fun. Why did I love it so much? Well, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I'm host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay safe and stay well.